We saw another budget bill this week, the first Senate vote last week on the fiscal year 2017 budget. This week was the supplemental budget for the current fiscal year, which ends on June 30.
Yes. So this week on the floor, we passed the supplemental budget. And the supplemental budget is an opportunity for us to make up for things that we estimated either too low or too high during the budget process the previous year. So we passed that this year. You know, my hope is going forward, we will actually go to the supplemental budget first and then do the other budget bills for the following year. That gives us a much better look at what the bottom line is going to be going out of the current fiscal year and moving into the next one. Because it's really important that we do that. That idea of not knowing where we are as we move forward, not knowing exactly where we are, coupled with the fact that we continue to pass bills that often have a fiscal impact, and usually it is a cost to the state, puts us in a position where we may be overspending what we're taking in. And, you know, it's the governor's constitutional responsibility to have a balanced budget, which is why he is oftentimes forced to use his good judgment and sense to withhold monies so that at the end of a fiscal year, we have not spent more money and that the taxpayers start out the next year in debt. We can't do that. So it's the governor's responsibility to withhold certain dollars when it looks as if we may have an overreach based on bills that we've passed and expenditures that we have put into the budget. So that's always an interesting process and been an interesting week all around. Actually, a little bit exhausting in some ways. Today, two resolutions were passed that mean that the Senate will be convening a committee of the whole in order to deal with a summons we have to both Planned Parenthood and a pathology lab that deals with medical waste from Planned Parenthood. And they will be coming here to meet with the Senate as a whole. The Senate will convene itself as a committee of the whole. This summons to them is based on the fact that Kurt Schaefer, the senator from Boone, who is the head of the Sanctity of Life Committee, did not feel that the response to the subpoena was adequate. So he is asking for documentation that Planned Parenthood and the pathology lab are currently questioning whether they should provide because a lot of this information will violate HIPAA and privacy laws. And because the process of issuing these subpoenas, there are a lot of questions around whether that was done according to law, and because both of these entities believe that they did already respond to that subpoena. So on April 25th, unless something changes between now and then, we can expect the Senate as a whole to perhaps talk with the CEO of Planned Parenthood as well as the head of the pathology lab. So that was a pretty controversial issue that we've been discussing actually since yesterday. So we move forward and those summons will be issued. We also this week, just today, passed, at least finalized in the Senate, many of these need to go to the House, but several issues and several bills were passed today. But among the bills that we talked about this week were one provided by Senator Pierce. Senator Pierce lives in the Warrensburg area, and his bill was about gifted education. And Senator Pierce was kind enough on the Senate floor to allow me to add an amendment putting on our suicide prevention and awareness language so that should his gifted education bill pass, it will include that. And we're hopeful that that will make it all the way through the process as one more opportunity for us to get into place good public policy to help stop kids from completing suicide. We are having an additional hearing on the bill that I originally proposed on suicide prevention and awareness. That will be in the House on Tuesday evening after their afternoon session. So that will be in Dr. Frederick's committee, and we're looking forward to hearing that. We know he is very supportive of this issue. He is the person who has sponsored a bill about suicide among medical students. So I think we are all singing from the same him. And finally, on a kind of fun note, last night, the legislature gets together, the House, the Senate, all the staffers. There is a charity softball tournament. And while I did not play, I did go on to root on members of one of the teams. The interns from our office, Caitlin and Emily, both played. And I have to tell you that my chief of staff, Jill Klein, a true softball hero and legend, I'm sure, actually did score a run during one of those games. So we're really excited and proud of her. And she has been kind of gloating about that all day. But the reason I bring that up is because it's a great opportunity for people from both sides of the aisle, people from very different points of view to get together, people from both chambers, the House and the Senate, to all get together, spend time together, enjoying the great outdoors, enjoying some athleticism and breaking bread together and having a lot of fun, getting to know each other a little bit better. So to me, that's a huge advantage of these kinds of big events that take place. I hope your week is as interesting as ours has been and that you get to get outside and do a little ball playing. Thanks, and we'll talk again next week.